And hello, everyone. We do apologize for getting started late here. Welcome. This is the January 11th and 12th commission meeting, the first commission meeting of 2024. Happy New Year to everyone. I'm Commissioner Rissler of the commission. We have everyone with us in here today. We have a little bit of housekeeping that we do at the beginning of every meeting, and the first thing is our conflict of interest disclosure. This is something that I am required to read at the beginning of each meeting, and so I'll do that now. Now's the time for the commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current and former commission members. If any member of the commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclose an interest in a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1, a direct benefit from a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1 and 3-23-2, or any other conflict with any matter on today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have the conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. If you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest, and you may not participate in the commission's discussion and vote on the conflict. With that, do we have anyone that would like to bring up any conflicts of interest at this time? Seeing none, we will continue to move forward. Item number two, approval of the previous meeting minutes. Those have been made available to the commission. They are also online. If there are no issues with those meetings, we do need to approve those, so we'll need a motion and a second.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Cole, seconded by Commissioner Beast. All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? The meeting minutes are approved from our last meeting. Additional commissioner salary days. Liz, I understand we have some days.
I have one day for Whitmire, Beast, and Spring.
Okay. Any other additional commissioner salary days? Very good. As a commission, we do have to approve those days, so I would need a motion to approve those days in a second. Moved by Commissioner White.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Barkley. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Very good. We are now to item number four. Each year we have to decide on our leadership, our chair and vice chair, who will be in these positions. Right now it's myself and Commissioner Beast, who serves as the vice chair. With that, if there are any comments, any interest in voting, or nominations?
I'll make a motion that we have Chairman Rissler and Vice Chair Beeson.
Second.
Thank you. We have a motion by Commissioner Cole, a seconded by Commissioner White. Thank you for that nomination. I happily accept that. Thank you. So with that, we will need to vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Very good. So it looks like we are in the hot seat for another year. Now I'm going to look just briefly to our council. Would we need to do two votes on that with Commissioner Beast, or are we okay with the one motion as it was made by Commissioner Call? Do we know? We're fine. Okay. If we need to come back and redo, we need two votes. Okay. So we'll take the first vote as chair. Yep. And then we will need a nomination. A nomination and a motion for Commissioner Beast.
Nominate Commissioner Beast for the vice chair.
I second.
All right. Motion made by Commissioner Whitmire, seconded by Commissioner Bartling. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Congratulations, Commissioner Beast. Okay, we're going to jump in.